Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports with Dick Newman. Your final score can be 38, Lacrosse Valley nothing. Coach had both head coaches gathered around their teams on the field here, and well, not the game I was expecting. I thought it would be a little closer than that, Dick.
Big plays, once again, hurt Lacrosse. They had some opportunities in the second half to score, and didn't happen, but Camby really controlled the game. I've got them for almost 20 first downs, and Eagles probably maybe a half a dozen. They did have one real nice drive that folded at the 1 yard line, and they got the ball back and tried to score again, but the interception broke that one up. But both teams had a number of turnovers, fumbles, interceptions, and there was only one score in the second half. Lacrosse intercepted the pass.
Oh, that's right. There was only one score in the second half, wasn't there?
Didn't realize that. Lacrosse intercepted a pass fairly deep down in their own territory, and two or three plays later, Camby intercepted it right back, and two plays later, then they scored the only score of the second half. But the game was decided in the first half, for sure.
That's right. Pats are through the ball well for Lacrosse Valley. You know, just had a couple drop passes there. Yeah. The Eagles had their chances to score in the red zone a couple of times. They're just going to get the job done.
Right.
Yeah, some other stats there, Dick?
Not really, other than Camby got a lot of first downs in the second half and gave up the ball two or three times in the second half, too.
So. All right, Tony Smith's coming up here to visit with us, and we'll visit with Tony here. Grab a chair there if you want, Tony. And we'll visit with Tony Smith of the Eagles. Well, kind of a, Dick was just saying, Pats are through the bell. Well, we had a lot of drop balls and a lot of turnovers.
Yeah, he was frustrated with himself. You know, he said, man, it's like duck season out there with some of the balls that have been thrown, but he put them in some good spots. You can talk about being the quarterback of a football team all you want. You can dream about it, but then when that opportunity happens, all of a sudden, there it is, bam. And, it's a learning experience for all of us. And we were just talking at the end of the game there. I thought we did some things better in the second half.
Yep.
We were able to put a few things together, able to play with a little bit of tenacity there in the second half that I just wanted to let them know, hey, we got to figure out how to build and grow on that. So it'll be back on Monday watching film and keep working and trying to get better.
Yep. The game was decided in the first half, and a lot of turnovers on both teams, fumbles and interceptions.
Well, you use those leather footballs, they get really kind of slick in this cold weather, and I think we figured that out. You know, I kind of mentioned, hey, do we want to make sure we have one of those composite ones? No, we're good. Well, that came back to haunt us. So,
and the defense for Camby, three down linemen and five linebackers, and somebody was coming every time, and then when they needed a stop, they'd send the three down linemen and all five linebackers, and that really hurt you.
And that's one of the things of that defense is, and when we talked about it during the week, you got to have your eyes up because they're going to come with guys, and you don't know when, and you don't know from where, but you got to keep your eyes up and be ready to pick up their front. And you know, they're not overly big, but they really attack, especially in the linebacker core. There was a couple of plays I thought offensively where we did a nice job with some pass protection, but you know, it's just coming, and we've talked about this for a couple of weeks. It's just us figuring out, being confident, being consistent, and and we'll continue to plug along here.
The drive where you were stopped on the 1 yard line was your best drive of the game.
Yep.
It was about a 9-play drive. With some big passing plays and running plays.
Yeah, that was a nice drive for us, and unfortunately we weren't able to cash in there. And Ethan had his hands on the football there, and the guy knocked it out as he pushed him to make the tackle. But yeah, you're right. That was a nice drive. That's been probably one of our better drives here in a couple weeks, just to be able to put some plays together.
Yep, it was a great drive, I thought.
Yep.
So. All right, what do you got next week, Tony?
Well, so we're not playing JV on Monday because of so many of our kids are playing JV and varsity. So we're not going to play Camby on Monday. So we're going to get to practice because we play on Thursday night. We go down to Lakeview on Thursday night next week. And then the junior high plays, they play on Tuesday and on Friday. They get to go down to Lakeview Friday night and play under the lights on the turf. So we're
nice.
Pretty excited about that.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, real good, Tony. Well, thanks for taking the time and coming up and visiting with us. And we'll talk to you on the coaches show in the morning.
Sounds good, guys.
We'll
thank you.
More of the
Neon Needles.
Yep. We'll get some other scores here quick. Dawson, boy, they're down at half, 14-12 to RTR, and the Black Jacks have really turned it on here in the second half, now leading RTR 28-14 late in the fourth quarter. Mineota 49, McCray 6. In the fourth, and Lakeview defeated Yellow Medicine East 47-8. And our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game is the Camby Lancer quarterback. And he threw the ball well tonight. Lane Fink, the senior quarterback, is our Neon Needles Player of the Game. And join me right now is Camby Lancer head coach Nick Cockleman. And Nick, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Well, what'd you tell your team after the game there in the huddle on the field?
We played very well. We tried to spread the ball out. I think we had five different guys score touchdowns tonight. So it went as planned tonight.
Hausman had a 71-yard touchdown run. I understand this is his first game back, or what happened?
Yeah, he got cleared this week, so he was on a pitch count. We didn't want to get him too much involved, he got his lungs and his legs a little bit in shape on the long one, he said. But it's good to have him back.
Good. Awesome. Talk about your quarterback, Fink. Oh, he threw the ball well tonight.
Yeah, he threw the ball well. He had one mistake over the middle, threw an interception, but otherwise he's done a really good job of fighting off pressure and keeping his eyes downfield and able to make some plays kind of on half scrambles and broken plays, so I'm proud of him for that.
Dick was always commenting on your defense. What do you got, three linemen and five?
Five.
Yeah. What is that?
We call it a 3-5, but it's like a 3-3 stack. We just get all our athletes on the field. We don't have a whole lot of size, so we try to just shoot gaps, and then everybody behind it kind of fills in accordingly. So
and at least one linebacker goes every play, and when you really need it, you're sending an 8-man
pass coverage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we got rules from the quarterback rolls out. It's all kind of a scheme that just whatever the offense does, we got rules for everybody to get into play. So it's working really well for this year.
I like your two-point conversion. It's the same play about every time, but you don't know who's going to get the ball.
Yep.
Would you come up with that?
Over the offseason, we spent a lot of time just trying to find stuff. And I think we made two extra points last year, so we knew if we made two-point conversions, we're ahead of the game. So we're doing a good job with the two-point conversions. And even Fink getting in on the inside run there, too, tonight was good to see, too.
Yeah, you got to be happy with your defense.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yep. I think it's our third shot out of the year. So, okay. I mean, we're playing well. Yep. Hopefully it continues the next 2 weeks. So.
Who do you got? You got some tough games the next couple of weeks, don't you?
Yeah, we got Mineota on Thursday and then Lakeview the following week. Right. So it's we got to be ready to play well.
All right. Thanks for taking the time, Nick, coming up and visiting with us.
Yeah, not a problem, guys.
I thought, when I heard the weather forecast last Sunday, I thought we're going to be freezing to death, but it's not bad.
Yeah, you know, typical Minnesota weather. If there ain't no wind, you can't complain.
Oh, that was great.
And Dick and I were talking, this might be our last time in this press box after the referendum, hopefully, huh?
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Nick.
All right, thanks,
nice
guys.
Camby Lancer head coach Nick Cockleman, and the Lancers win 38-0. Dick, we need to do an Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game. And I have one in mind. How about you?
Probably the same one.
Okay.
That long run.
Yep, there you go.
Yep.
Dylan Hauselman's 70-yard touchdown run in the first half. That's our Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game. And our Neon Needle Subway player of the game is Lane Fink, the Lancer quarterback. They didn't have the stats with the passing, but I'm sure he's well over probably 200 yards.
Probably, yeah.
All right, Dick, we got the coaches show in the morning.
Yes, we do.
Bright and early. And then you're going to go up to Moorhead, I understand, huh?
Yeah, go watch Concordia play. And they're playing McAllister, and Peyton Mortensen scored two touchdowns last week against St. John's.
Former Lacapau Valley football player.
And hopefully he can duplicate that or do it better against McAllister tomorrow.
All right. So. And Peyton's had a tremendous career at Concordia, hasn't he?
He has, yeah.
All right.
Paid the price, too, yes.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the football game tonight. That wraps up our Neon Needles post-game show. Thanks for coming along, Dick.
It was my honor.
Yep.
It was fun.
All right. And our next broadcast comes Tuesday. I'll be out of Lacapau Valley with the volleyball team as they host KMS. Once again, your final score here in Camby, the Lancers 38, Lacapau Valley nothing, and we'll see you on the Coaches Show tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Whitnable Construction, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Anita Gall for State Senate, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clement Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, and Chris Wodzinski for House. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Great music for St. Leo, Porter, Ivanhoe, and Taunton on 92.1 FM Q92.
Let the world keep on a-turning, let the fire keep on a-burning, let our love keep on a-growing to the sky. Let our ship of love keep sailing, keep the storm clouds far away, and hand in hand we'll walk together side by side. Please don't pay any attention to someone if they should mention that they saw me in the arms of Mary Jane.
For it's plain they're only jealous and their hearts are filled.